Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Becoming Limitless podcast. How has your week been? This week, I have been experimenting with something called Strike, Stroll, Shiver. I'm going to be going over that in my coming up episode of The Return. But basically, what I wanted to really emphasize that I'm loving right now is getting 10 minutes minimum of movement in almost every single day. I have been taking all of the opportunity during this wonderful weather to go on a walk outside or jump on my bike when I want to stay in the house. And honestly, every day doing that 10 minutes has made such a difference on my energy and mood. And I've always been a fan of exercising in the morning, but I gotta say, it is definitely changing my tune during the day. So I can't wait to tell you more about that on the next episode in the series I'm doing called The Return on the podcast. But today's episode specifically was inspired by a feeling that I noticed that I'm having again. Now, this is something that I'm constantly working on. I find many of the entrepreneurs I do work with, it's a constant having to reevaluate, come back to the table, you know, make adjustments. But I don't know if you can relate to this. I've been noticing lately that when I am working in my business, yes, I love it. And I love recording podcasts and connecting with my audience. And I like, you know, coaching clients and making posts. And I love doing all of that. But I really just miss my kids and I miss my family and I think about them and I just want to go and spend time with them. But that's not where it ends. This other interesting thing happens. When I actually do get time, that planned, boundary-created time with my kids where I'm spending the one-on-one, all I can do is think about work, and I'm just like thinking about the clients I want to respond to and the posts I want to make and the podcasts I want to do, and I find myself on my phone, even though that's not the way I want to be spending that time. It's like I can't be in both places, or I can't just be in one place. And this is something that, you know, I find is an ebb and flow, meaning we work on this and then life comes back. And I find it's constantly being in check with that. But I'm finding that when I'm working, I want to be with my kids. When I'm with my kids, all I can do is think about working, and I'm never actually present where I am. So today's episode is going to be going through the thought process and the coaching process that I take myself and my clients through when I find myself being a human doing instead of a human being. So I don't know if this sounds familiar to you, but in your business, you probably spend all day on Zoom calls, responding to messages, booking appointments, writing posts, coaching clients, maybe you're selling or planning or launching or replying or recording a podcast, writing newsletters, building relationships, sending out pitches, project planning, tweaking your funnel. You get the idea, right? You spend your whole day doing all of these things that are all nicely laid out on our to-do lists or on our planners or our project boards, right? But at the end of the day, you feel exhausted. You find yourself sleeping in order to recover from how exhausted you feel, or you're just mindlessly watching your TV while scrolling your phone. You find that you're zoned out. You can't really be present in the parts of your life that you've created this whole business for, right? Like, you find that you're feeling really distracted, not very connected, and not very present. And it's like you've got two speeds, right? It's like you're either all in and you are just a doing machine, or you are exhausted. And I find that we end up perpetually living in these two speeds, and it's causing our energy to be all over the place, right? Like, we have times where we're really high energy and then when we're exhausted and high energy, and it would just be so nice if it were just stable, right? But I find that the worst of it is it has you stuck in this sense of hypervigilance. You know what I'm talking about. That frequent phone checking, even though you just checked it, or you have 2 minutes while your partner leaves the room and they're going to come right back, but you pick up your phone to fill the space in between. And you feel like you can't disengage from work. Like, you just got to check Instagram just really quick. Make sure there's no client messages. Did you get a response from that email you sent out today? I wonder if somebody commented on the post we just put up. Like, that hypervigilance means we can't check out. But the problem is it is disrupting your recovery, right? And it's keeping us awake at night. And it's preventing us from falling asleep. Most importantly, it's running us into the ground and really preventing us from being present with our lives and our family, right? And it's a red flag that we are missing a speed in the middle. We're doing. And we've developed this kind of like belief system that the only way to keep seeing success in our business, whether that be monetary or growth or the amount of people we're serving, is just to keep doing, like doing all of those tasks, like all those things we just talked about. Everything in our lives ends up being done simply for an outcome or a result. You show up to your business for a result. You do all the meal planning for the result of weight loss. Or maybe you start working out so that you can fit your jeans differently. Or you go to sleep on time so that your brain feels better the next day, but you're gonna check your metrics. And we're always like taking all of these experiences in which we're supposed to be human beings and turning them into to-do list tasks. And we just feel like, oh, you're just a human doing. You sacrificed being present and taking care of your health, both mentally and physically, in the pursuit of that success. When did you become a human doing instead of a human being? Now, if we're going to look, what is the definition of human doing? Well, it's everything we just talked about. It's always being done for an outcome or a result, right? Well, if we were to contrast that, if we don't like how we're feeling being go, 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 either all the way on or exhausted all the time, what's the opposite of a human doing? It's a human being. It is what we inherently are, human beings, right? Where we are present. It's that time you spent feeling connected and at peace and relaxed and rested and recharged, right? Being is when you're feeling your life instead of just doing your life. Now, what the heck does this have to do with biohacking? Because this is biohacking, right? It's optimizing the way we feel, the way we think, and our health from the inside and out so that we can have more productivity, energy, and growth. But if we are on this energy roller coaster of fully engaged and then exhausted, we're missing the speed of being a human being. And this always comes because we have put a deadline on everything we're doing. There has to be an outcome or a result achieved by a certain date. And here's the question I really want you to think about and ask yourself. Why are you in a rush? Why does everything need to be done now, by the end of the day? Why do you want to reach that financial milestone this year instead of next year? And this isn't to say that goals and deadlines aren't amazing and helpful, but have you ever asked yourself why you're in such a rush to achieve them? Why are you afraid to slow down? What are you worried might happen if you take your foot a little off the gas just to give yourself some space to enjoy your life? We created these businesses to have a lifestyle, to have freedom, to be able to travel, but we don't do any of all that. Or if we do, we just don't enjoy it the way we want to, right? Why are you afraid to slow down? What are you worried might happen? Are you worried that you won't see the success or that you won't, you know, have as many clients or you won't be able to reach as many people? Like, what is the reason you're afraid to slow down? Like, really ask yourself that, because it is coming at the expense of your ability to be a human being, right? I mean, businesses that are run by human doings are not sustainable. They don't feel good. And you're always chasing life satisfaction that you think is created by the success in your biz. But that's not the truth. So here's a concept I love to teach my clients. We have this thought that there is better than here. What that basically means is when I get there, meaning when I am in the health that I want, when I have the money that I want, when I have the partner that I want, when I have all these things, it's going to feel better than here. And that's why you're on the pursuit of all of these things in your life, is because you think that making that next income level or having a business of this size or, you know, seeing success in another area, all your health, you think that they will make you feel differently. But the truth is, if you do not coach your brain and learn how to slow down now, you are going to show up to your goals and to that achievement with the same brain that you have now. And that brain knows how to feel rushed and overwhelmed and lack of presence, right? There is not better than here. Now, I want you to think about this. This is really like a cognitive concept here. But we have the ability in this moment right now to generate the feeling of calm and peace. And I know that I can do it. It has a lot to do with what I'm thinking and what I'm telling myself. I have that ability to feel calm right now. But then here's the question. If I can generate calm right now, why am I telling myself that I cannot feel calm and present and healthy until my business is at this level? Or until I have, you know, hired this team or done all of these things? Because if you are not able to generate the feelings you want now, calm, connectedness, presence, you will not feel it when you reach your milestone. So this is the real question I like to come back to, that why are you in a rush? Why are you afraid to slow down? It allows us to achieve the feelings we have attached to these outside events now. It makes our life better now. It reminds us to make time for how we feel, who we want to be, the exercise we want to do, the sleep we want to get. All of that comes from understanding that it needs to be generated now. And in the chase and the pursuit of these external circumstances and success in our business and keeping the balls up in the air and getting to the next level, you have forgotten to feel alive, to feel that sense of freedom, to feel that peace or that calm that drove you to create your business in the first place. And I often get into these conversations with clients where they're like, but Tanessa, I love my work. And I get that. I really do love my work too, and I know that because I think about my clients all the time. I'm always thinking about how I can help them better, how things connect to them, what I could post. Everything I feel that inspires me, I want to turn into a podcast episode. Like, I get really loving your work. But the trap that entrepreneurs are persistently stuck in is that trap of always doing. Doing. Even when we come home, we walk the dog, and that's something we have to get done, and we have to make the dinner, and we have to put the kids to bed, and then we have to read the stories just so that we can get to the end of the night to do our wind down routine, which we have to do and get to bed. Right? Exhausting. We're always in that trap of doing. And it leads to feelings of waking up with just heaviness and anxiety, like your brain flips on in the morning, and it's just like, here's all the things I gotta do today. And you feel exhausted at the end of the day, and that hypervigilance, that consistent checking that we talked about, that inability to relax, we lose connection with ourselves. Why are you in a rush? I really want you to ask yourself that question. What do you think getting to your milestone or next outcome or goal is going to give you that you can't generate now? What if instead of spending your day just doing all the time, what if you spent your day doing, being, mixing in a bit of that doing with a bit of the being, like reading a bit of a fiction, going for a walk, cooking food for the experience of cooking, dancing, exercising for the purpose of how you feel in the moment, not what it's going to do for your energy or your brain or your waistline, right? Taking a slow shower, writing out the things that you are grateful for that you already have, exfoliating or dry brushing, grounding, like getting your toes in the grass, wiggling them around, you know, sitting in the sun with a cup of coffee without a podcast on, but just really being in that moment, you know, hugging someone, playing with your pets, creating and painting and letting art come through you. And even honestly, watching TV can be a type of being, or taking a nap. Like, mixing these things in with all of the doing you have in your life. And it doesn't need to be, I need to block off 3 hours in the evening so that I can have time in nature, you know? But what if it was just 2 minutes? Or what if you had time for 20 minutes? Or what if you're one of those people that have 2 hours? It doesn't matter where you start. You just do it your way, but the purpose is to spend a bit more time being as a human being. So if you love this idea of becoming a human being, or at least spending more time doing it, you're going to love this, because you might even be one of those entrepreneurs that, you know, you do spend some time, whether it's in the morning or evening, and you do spend some time slowing down. But even if you're not, I want you to consider this concept, and I'm going to teach you how to find your balance of being a human doing and a human being. Because honestly, if you are exhausted on a daily basis, this just might mean you haven't found your balance of doing and being, huh? There's a different balance of human doing and being for everyone. I definitely think so. Like, here's the thing. You don't got to spend 3 hours every day meditating or reading or lounging in a bubble bath to find your sweet spot. I often think that we really do believe that if we slowed down, we would spend all this time doing bubble baths and getting nothing done. But maybe it's not a 50-50 split between being a human being and human doing. Maybe we all have our unique amount of human being and human doing, which makes us creative and inspired and energized, right? I want to call that like my edge. Where is that balance between time for me and time in that doing energy that makes me the most productive? Now, in my personal experience, I have played with this a lot, and I find that when I am spending too much time as a human being, I get uncomfortable, I get bored, I find restless. But when I spend too much time doing, I find I get anxious and overwhelmed and hypervigilant. So after kind of doing a bit of a push-pull, I have found that if I spend 70% of my time doing, working, planning, doing things in my business, household chores to have, you know, a clean environment, and 30% of the time being, so things like reading, sitting on the deck, watching the sun come up, going for solitude walks where it's just me, that is the perfect balance for me. 70% doing, 30% being. This is the edge in which I'm not bored, but I'm also not in that hypervigilant state. And this is so good. And I also find that this can change depending on the season of your life that you're in. So when I was pregnant, I had to spend a lot more time as a human being because naturally growing a human sapped a lot of my energy. So I needed to be spending way more time reading and having naps and doing slow, gentle stretching. Whereas now that my baby is here, I am finding I'm able to get back to that 70% of doing and 30% of being. There is no one wrong way to do it, but it's about finding your edge. Ask yourself, do you lean more to the I'm too bored, or do you lean more to the hypervigilant anxiety side? This will tell you what you need more time for, and there is no perfect one way to do it for everyone. So think about this. This is kind of that 70-30 balance I think of for myself. I like to feel challenged yet recharged. That's a good sign that I'm in balance. I like to feel focused but also restored. I like to feel productive but also present. I like to feel successful but also healthy. If I am feeling successful without health, I need to spend more time in the presence and being in those type of activities. If I am feeling challenged but never recharged, I need to spend more time focusing on that. But on the opposite end, if I find I'm feeling really present and it's great, but I don't feel very productive, then I need to lean more into that doing side. For me, like I said, any more than 70%, I'm tipping into anxiety and overwhelm. Any less than that, and I'm bored. So finding that balance really helps you stay healthy. And it also helps optimize your brain for peak performance because you're allowing it that time to recover during those phases where you are doing and being productive, right? You can't be productive and exhausted at the same time, right? It's very hard to run a business if you are feeling wiped out. So how do we put this into action, right? Start by inserting small windows of being into your day until you are no longer hypervigilant and overwhelmed, but still challenged and energized. So if you have none of it right now, try inserting something small. Maybe it's 2 minutes between clients. Maybe it's 5 minutes in the morning. Maybe you start with 5 minutes before you go to bed where you're reading and it's off your phone and you're just being with your own thoughts and your own feeling and you've tuned out all the inputs of everyone else's brain, right? And you keep adding more until you notice you have reached your own edge. Same goes with the other way. If you find that you are feeling, you know, unmotivated and you're feeling bored, start inserting more activities in your day. Maybe plan a little more, do a little more scheduling, put a little more fullness into your calendar until you notice you start to feel challenged while still feeling that relaxed feeling, right? And a good way I like to do this is actually a 30-second body scan. So I want you to consider this, and you can do this right now while you are listening to this episode. So I want you just to take note of the body parts we're going to run through right now, and I want you to pay attention to how they feel. Do they feel tight or relaxed, okay? So this is a really good way to bring a bit more of that being into your day. So what's going on with your jaw right now? Is it feeling tight? Are you clenching your teeth? Can you let it go? What about your neck right now? I definitely, when I'm doing this, I just felt that my shoulders were around my ears. Can you drop your shoulders? Can you relax the muscles around your neck? And you go through body part bit by bit. What about your stomach? Are you breathing into your belly? Is it relaxed or is it tight? Now, what about your glutes? Are they fully engaged while you're sitting in your chair or driving in your car or walking? Can you just let them go? Can you relax those muscles? Squeeze, release. What about the back of your legs and the front of your legs? Down through your calves, what do your legs feel like? Can you relax them? And your feet, what do they feel like? Is there tension in the bottom of your feet? Can you wiggle your toes? What about your hands, the palms of your hands? Can you open your hands, create space? And lastly, what about your back? Are you hunching forward? Are you slouching in your seat? Can you wiggle around a little bit? Take some of the stress off your joints. See, that whole thing we just went through, we took about a minute to do that. Check in with how you're feeling. When you are feeling your body, you are being. This is how you become a human being. And if I think about what makes me feel peaceful, content, well-rested, and calm, it's being present with my body, but also being present in my life. And I love to explore new things. I have it on my list to pick up piano again. I really feel good when I sleep for 8 hours, or when I color in my daughter's coloring book with the crayons, or when I water my garden in the evening after it cools down, when I wake up from a really nice nap, or have coffee with a friend, you know, or I sit in the sun, or go for a stroll after dinner, or read bedtime stories with my daughter and spend time giggling as we're all being silly, right? Or just getting into a good book, catching up on some news articles I've saved, planning out my office constant redecoration and redesign, or doing a feel-good workout. Like, all of these things bring me back into my body, and they contrast with the effective, efficient, productive day that was planned out and highly executed in my business. We need to have things in our life that remind us that you are both a human doing and a human being. So here's the question I have for you. Where is your edge? How much time do you need to spend being a human being versus a human doing to feel fully engaged and productive, yet get the most out of the time that you spend outside of work feeling present and connected and recharged? If you aren't at that edge yet, what do you need to start doing today to get there? What is one thing that you can implement today from those lists of being strategies or lists of doing strategies that I went over? This is going to help you become very sustainable. When you think about your business 5 years out and 10 years out, do you want it, your business and your life, to feel like what they feel like today? Or do you want it to feel different? Whatever you want it to feel like there, you have to consciously be creating here, because you will otherwise get to your milestone there and find that it feels the exact same. And that's when we really find that we don't feel fulfilled and there is that disappointment. So practice feeling the way you want to feel now. Find your edge, lean into it, become the human being and the human doing that makes your business and your life so successful. Now, I know if you're an entrepreneur, there's a good chance that you have that whole doing thing nailed down. So inside of my Becoming Limitless coaching program, I work with clients to help them find their edge in their health and their business by inserting the perfect amount of being. It is consistently adding small, simple health habits one at a time. Working on our sleep, feeling well rested, enjoying a salad at lunch, turning that into a whole food lifestyle, moving our body, doing things that really help us find that edge. Insert that perfect amount of being or doing. This is where life satisfaction is, right? This is where our edge is. So if you know that you could be sleeping better, or eating better, or you want to feel more recharged and healthy, you've got to work with me because I can help you with this. If you have been on the fence about this and are like, you know what, I at least want to see what's possible for me, reach out to me on Instagram at Tanessa Shears and send me a message that you want to talk about how I can help, what that would look like, where I see the gaps are between what your business and your life currently look like and that healthy, sharp, clear, well-rested version of you is, and I will outline exactly how I would get you there. Then at the end, you get to decide if that's the path you want to walk down or if you want to take everything you've learned and implement it on your own. Either way, you'll have a plan, and I am there to offer you the opportunity to bring that plan to life with weekly calls, daily accountability, and coaching so that you can find your edge. So, like I said, reach out to me on Instagram, or you can just click the link in the description to book a call and we can talk about all of this. But I hope that you have a beautiful week and really embrace that human being versus human doing mentality and watch how much more present you feel in your life. I hope you have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Learn something new in this episode or feel inspired to take action? I'd love for you to share it with a friend and leave a review. Your review will help one more entrepreneur feel healthier, more energized, and focused. If you feel good about helping a friend or a fellow business owner you've never even met, you are my kind of people. I'm excited to help you become limitless in the coming episodes.